Smartify, a mainstream app that provides greater access in museums and galleries for sighted people, could also be a game changer for blind and partially sighted art lovers. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Hannah Thompson, Professor of French and Critical Disability Studies from Royal Holloway, University of London, who is partially blind and has worked with Smartify on an audio described tour of the university's picture gallery using the Smartify app. Hello, Hannah, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, Hannah, could you give me a bit of background about Smartify, sort of how it works, who's behind it, and why it could be such a great game changer in museum accessibility for blind and partially sighted people?
So Smartify is a smartphone app run by a very small company in the UK, and it works using image recognition software, I think. So from a point of view of a user, download it onto your phone, and then when you're in a gallery that accommodates it, you can hold your phone up in front of any picture or any artifact, any object in the gallery, as if you're going to take a photo of it. And then Smartify will identify the object or painting and information about it. Whatever information the museum wants to tell you about it will appear on your phone alongside an image. So it works with voiceover, which means that if you're in a space and you use the Smartify app to scan the space, it will tell you, it'll find pictures that are there, and then you'll get information like the title, the artist, you know, the dimensions, that kind of thing. That's basically how museums are using it at the moment. But the really interesting thing about it is that you can also add audio files. So you can scan a picture and then listen to some audio about it. And that's what I thought was really exciting for blind and partially blind museum visitors.
And Hannah, you worked with Smartify on an audio described guide for the picture galleries at Royal Holloway, University of London. How did that sort of partnership with Smartify come about? And, you know, sort of how did that partnership work? And was it easy adding the audio description onto the Smartify app?
Yeah, so the curator at Royal Holloway was looking for a way to provide interpretation of the arts objects without any physical labelling, because it's a listed building and often used for, you know, things like exams, graduation ceremonies, weddings. So there's no way that they can have permanent labelling. And so she discovered Smartify, and I was really interested in providing audio description. So we kind of did the two things in tandem. So she kind of went ahead, and Smartify came in, they scanned all the pictures, they took lots of images of them, which is what they need to build up their capability. And then I said, what if we use the audio function to add some audio descriptions so that, you know, whether you're blind or sighted, you've got extra information available to you. And so we basically recruited volunteers from the student body and the staff at the college. We wanted it to be a kind of community initiative so that people who know the gallery and maybe have a favourite painting get to talk about it. So it was very low budget, and it's not professional audio description. It's much more creative. It's kind of people describe the paintings, but in a way that makes sense to them. So if you're used to listening to audio described art, it might at first sound a little bit surprising because it's not as formal as you might expect. But I like it a lot because it's very subjective and it kind of says everyone can appreciate art in a different way.
And I've had a listen to some of them online, and they're really nice because they've got that sort of individual approach. And as you say, you know, some of the people reacting to the artwork as well and saying why they like it as well as describing it. And I believe the AD tour is also up for an award, which must be very exciting and very good for both the university and Smartify too.
Yeah, we've been shortlisted for one of the Times Higher Education Awards. It's the award for outstanding contribution to equality, diversity and inclusion, which we're all delighted about because it kind of gives us a lot more reach and publicity for the tour, which is available online. So that's the other thing about Smartify, is that everything you can access in situ in a gallery via your phone, you can also access from anywhere in the world 24 hours a day on their website. And so the description project was shut down by the pandemic. We'd only done 15 descriptions when we had to close, but we managed to release it as an online tour. So even though at the moment you can't visit the picture gallery, you can still enjoy hearing about the paintings. And that's the kind of added value of audio description, because it suddenly sighted people have access to paintings even when they can't see them in person. It's what I call blindness gain, where things developed for blind people suddenly become helpful for sighted people.
And I see that the Smartify app is being used widely both in the UK and across the world in many museums and galleries.
Yeah, it's got a lot more popular. So a lot of national, like, so for example, the National Gallery in London uses it. So if you're in there and you think to yourself, gosh, that's an interesting painting, but you can't read the tiny little label, or you're right across the other side of the room, you can just, you know, flash it on the app and it'll tell you all about it.
And how quickly do you think museums and galleries will be using Smartify to provide access with audio description added into the Smartify app as well?
Well, hopefully quickly. I mean, we've shown that it's quite easy to create volunteer-led content. I've also been in touch with various other places around the UK which are interested in using this kind of volunteer-led approach to create audio, which can then be uploaded very easily onto the Smartify app. So hopefully when museums realise that this is out there and that it's really user-friendly and it's kind of value-added, you know, once they've spent the money on kind of getting Smartify in the gallery, they can add whatever they want to the entry for each picture.
And it's great because it does mean that if that access information, the description, or even just the information that's up on the gallery wall is there on an app, and somebody who's visually impaired like myself could walk into a gallery, get out our smartphone, scan the room and get all that information, that would be a real game changer.
I mean, it's changed the gallery experience for me. You know, I used to kind of walk in and have to get really, really close to a picture, like peering at the little label, like setting the alarms off because my nose was kind of touching it, you know, getting in everyone else's way as well. So, you know, the effort was kind of more than the reward. But now I just feel like much more kind of autonomous and independent. I can just go into a gallery, something catches my eye, you know, maybe like a splash of color or something. And I think, oh, I'm interested in that. So I go over and I scan it, and then it gives me a picture, so I can enlarge the picture on my phone as well. So I can really like zoom in on the detail and then read the description or listen to the description. And then you can bookmark it so that you can go home and look at it more later, or look at it on a bigger screen, or zoom in. So, you know, for people who have some sight, but who really feel kind of alienated by the visuality of the museum experience, it is, as you say, it's a complete game changer.
And is there anything that could be done to maybe improve the app? I mean, if, you know, adding in maybe sort of orientation signposts or things like that, or using technology that is available on smartphones with the camera to sort of guide you into a piece of artwork or something like that, would that be something that could be added to Smartify?
I think in theory it could. I mean, the value of Smartify for the art world is that it captures, as far as I understand it, it uses image recognition to identify the pictures, which means that museums can move them and it'll still work. So, you know, if you're reorganizing your hangings, or you're lending some out, or you've got an exhibit, it'll still work. The problem with kind of navigation technology is it depends on things staying in the same place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I wanted to go and see the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, there could probably be a GPS that would get me there because it's in a very specific place and it's like a recognized route. But if someone moved it, then that whole kind of thing would fall apart. I mean, there are, I think, I know about other research projects that are working on more of a guiding navigation tool, because that is always an issue with a museum, that even when there's a handheld audio description, you know, bespoke guide, it says, you know, go and stand in front of this painting and listen to the description. Well, if you can't find the painting, you know, it's not much use, is it? Or else it's go and find the tiny little number 2 that's written very small on the sign. Well, you know, that's not much help either. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I think there's a lot of potential for building in kind of navigational kind of wayfinding. That's definitely what smart tech and museums should be looking at.
And Hannah, if people would like to find out more about Smartify, where can they go to find out more, and what can they do to maybe persuade their museum or gallery to use Smartify to provide greater access with audio description for visually impaired visitors?
So there's an excellent Smartify website. You just need to Google Smartify and it comes up. And then I think talk to museums, show them the website, show them, you know, the benefits. Maybe take a curator on a walk around your museum and say, imagine if I could access these images on my phone. And I think, you know, word of mouth and kind of just, you know, as the industry hears more about it, it'll kind of grow. Yeah, hopefully you can put a link to the Roy Holloway description somewhere on your website, Toby.
Well, we'll definitely do that, because I think it, more people knowing about Smartify and knowing about Roy Holloway as well would be fantastic to do. Well, Hannah Thompson, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm looking forward to hearing more news about Smartify in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.